Welcome, everyone, to the X Factor Files podcast, where we are on the quest for Quasar. The quest is in its infancy. If you're thinking of Fellowship of the Ring, we might be debris by now, if we're lucky. I'm joined today by Christian Smith. So, Christian, we've been together before discussing a character from one of these comics. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great, actually. Yeah, it's been a day, but yeah, now I'm here, and I want to talk about my blonde cosmic idiot.
Yes. Christian, we've heard you over on Grey Malkin Lane. You had a very memorable episode all about D-Man that my husband still talks about.
That
So,
I
and
like to hear. Yeah,
you're the
my
reason.
official bear correspondent role.
Yes. You're the reason why Philip has collected D-Man's every single appearance and has
Wow.
it organized in a short box. So,
I feel very honored.
yes, you're a motivating factor. So,
Wow.
before we jump into everything, why do you love Quasar? Because I reached out to you and I'm like, do you want to do Quasar? And you were immediately, yes, I want to do that.
Absolutely. It's weird. He's one of those characters that I never think of as a favorite until I start rereading his stuff. At which point, so, oh yeah, I really enjoyed these at the time. And actually, the one that we're looking at today was the first issue I ever picked up. Quasar was one of those titles like West Coast Avengers and Fantastic Four that was always on the newsstands, whether you wanted it or not, because X-Men, X-Factor, and New Mutants had sold out. So I said, I'll get Quasar instead because it has a bright color and that'll do. And yeah, that's how I ended up reading him. And it was around the same time that DC were doing Starman as well, who was another idiot cosmic character with a fantastic female sidekick and who got booted out because, a more interesting character came along. In his case, Kyle Rayner. In Quasar's case, basically anyone from Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah,
It's been, it,
so it
uh,
I think
you're...
you're right. Like, in the environment where this was coming out, I mean, you did have the X titles that were dominating by that
Oh,
point.
yeah.
And then you had Quasar, who was Avengers adjacent a little, and
Yeah.
that's it. You just had to be like, sure, I'll pick this dude up. Like,
And it wasn't even
yeah.
the good Avengers, it was the Gilgamesh Avengers as well.
Yes, just it was a transition time for the team where you had very specific things going on. You had Namor and he didn't want to be there. You had Stingray who didn't want to
Oh
be
God,
there.
yeah, I've forgotten about that one. Oh well.
And Monica Rambeau was there who definitely wanted to be there, but editorial didn't want
Yeah, I was
her
gonna say the
there.
creatives didn't want her there. Oh yeah. See,
No.
Monica was my first Captain Marvel, so I
Yep.
always have it's like Rachel Summers. Rachel Summers to me is my first Phoenix. I
Yep.
learned about the Dark Phoenix from Rachel's memories. So I was
Yes.
surprised reading Dark Phoenix that Jean didn't survive.
And Monica, I think, and she was going to be the leader of the team, and then editorial's like, don't do it. You can't, you need to get her out. And then you get Dr. Druid in there. Who
Oh, him. Yeah.
he might be like, I don't want to consider where everyone became an Avengers after like 2000, where they just started incorporating everyone. But pre-2000s Avengers, I think Dr. Druid might be my least favorite.
Yeah,
He
pretty
does,
much. Yeah.
Gilgamesh at least just sort of laid there for a while, like he's in a coma.
Yeah.
He was fine. Dr. Druid was pretty nefarious because they had to use him to get Monica out of her position of power, and
Yeah.
is the easiest storytelling device. But yeah, it you don't get the fun 90s Avengers yet. Like the Harris run Avengers are around the corner, but we're not there yet.
We're not there yet.
And one of them is Quasar. So let's talk about issue three just to catch everyone up to speed if they missed the last episode. Issue three was the Human Torch. And it was really the first issue of the series that was moving stuff forward. It was the first issue that was not filling in Quasar's origin story or the gap in time where he didn't appear for like 10 years of publication history. So this is where we were introduced to Caleb Ballantyne, and You had the Angler for reasons, and that was about it. You had Johnny Storm and the Battle of Mistaken Intent. It was a very prototypical superhero comic, and it was the first one in the series that we got. And it leads to issue four, where it's really starting to dig into Quasar's mission, as it were.
Giving him some
And
purpose, finally.
yes, and just right away, he's flying into a bathroom and then he's getting naked. And
As every blonde Avenger seems to do at one point or another.
it
Seriously.
tend
Him, Jim Hammond, Steve Rogers,
Yep.
Hank Pym, just line them up. You can't tell the difference of these guys.
You can't. And I sent a picture of this to Demanda Martini, and her response was just one word, slut. So, it not wrong.
But he has some fabulous jewelry.
Yes, he does. He has those quantum bands on that he has to hide beneath a suit, and he's sort of introducing Kayla to the office because he hired her to be his office admin. And he's like, yeah, this is where people will work, you know, once I have
Eventually,
employees and
maybe.
clients. So until then, can you just like spend the next 8 hours coming up with a supply list? Thanks.
Exactly. But she's dressed amazingly. I mean, she is design. She is. She's the from the Mary Jane school of office wear.
Yes. That's a
Short,
power belt.
low, fabulous belt.
That belt is, I believe, a women's championship belt from the WWF in the 80s. It is gigantic. She has a headband. Headbands are a recurring theme throughout the first part of Quasar's title. Her dress is great. The look is fantastic. And after this, she's going to be in a Poison music video. So good
See,
for
I
her.
was thinking Dazzler.
Oh yeah.
But then, too many strawberry blondes. Nah, ain't gonna work.
Yeah. And she sees a picture on his desk and she's like, "Who are these women?" And he has
She
to be
was
like,
not subtle. She was
"No,"
not
she's
subtle about
like,
this.
"Who are these whores?" And he's like, "Well, these whores are my mom and my sister. They're
Well,
back in
one of
Wisconsin."
them's at least 30 years older than the pair of us. Take a wild guess. I mean, I know he's not hiring her for her business acumen, but come on, gal. But
Then he
she is
goes,
sniffing hard around him.
yeah, she is, and he's not picking it up for several pages at all.
Yeah, he's blonde and dumb. Blonde and dumb.
Yes, which is sometimes what you need in your life.
Absolutely, I'm not complaining. I'm not going to
No.
complain.
So he goes into the closet, which arguably he's always been in, and he talks with Eon, and he's like, "Okay, mission update. Where's the next thing I need to confront?" And Eon's like, "How about this bullshit out in California?" And he's like, "California, sure. Let's go."
It's also,
And
oh, by the way, I can show you everything that I wasn't really bothering for the last couple of issues. So, yeah, here we
yes.
go. Yeah, let's give you something to do for a little bit.
He flies by some California women on a jog, and he's like, "Hi, I'm Quasar. I'm an Avenger. Have you seen any aliens lately?" It's just,
I
oh.
forgot, though, until I was reading this one again, that he's in the Four Freedoms Plaza. So why are you worried about going in and out of the building sparkling? Because, two floors up, Johnny Storm's going through flames anyway. Just
Yeah.
pretending you're him.
Yeah, and because he hasn't told Reed Richards that he is there, he just rented. So I don't know where his money comes from, but he's renting office space in downtown Manhattan and he has no income.
That Project Pegasus payoff was worth it, I think. He got hit
Yes.
over the head too many times by the thing, and yeah, they paid him off.
Yeah, maybe he called in some sort of weird loan. Or leverage that with Ben Grimm because Ben Grimm isn't going to tell Reed everything.
No.
Ben Grimm has his own stuff, and he probably forgot who Quasar was in the past few years anyway.
Well, he certainly did with Aquarian back in the day. He's like, "Oh, I
Yeah.
remember you."
So the ladies don't know anything, and then he goes and finds Aquarian and his cult on a beach.
Cult is pretty much exactly what this is. He's there, he's in his caftan, and they're floating.
And
And okay.
Aquarian also dressed slutty, but in a much different way.
It's understated slutty, but yeah, it's with
Yep.
his his long caftan with his flowery arms, and it's tits out for everyone.
It's not a deep V, it's a deep U that he's wearing. And
Imagine Emma Frost's top just going across the belly button.
yes. They're all levitating and they're trying to find peace because Aquarian is all about the peaceful lifestyle now.
Again, got hit around the head too many times in Project Pegasus and decided,
Yes.
fuck
They
this.
should have a support group is what they should have.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And Quasar is like, hey, oh, you're a pacifist. Your followers, you know what? You must be the cosmic entity because if people aren't familiar with Wundar the Aquarian,
And who would be?
who would be? If you want more details, go to the Grey Malkin Lane episode where we covered him. It's all you need to know within the span of an hour.
It's
And
more than you need to
it's honestly like 50 minutes more than you need. Just know that he is basically Marvel's Cypher for Superman. And by Cypher, I mean one of the Cyphers, because it keeps happening. We're going to meet another one of them in a future episode, which is another Cypher for Superman. Anyway, he is the survivor of an extinct planet, and his parents put him in a pod and launched him. If that sounds familiar, it's because it should be.
Shocking,
So
isn't
then, they get surrounded by Quantum. Quantum is
Quantum is, I think, is the best description.
Quantum is
Imagine.
also like an outer space thing, right?
He's
And go through your description.
Madrox without personality.
Yeah, Madrox without any redeeming qual. Well, I don't know if Madrox has redeeming qualities. I think he does.
Yeah, one or two.
Scot Free, come for me. And he will. Scot Free heard elsewhere in this series of
I
episodes.
can hear him
So
screaming now. Yeah.
I know an alert just went off in his basement nerd space. So Quantum attacks, and Quasar at first has to be like, Aquarian, drop your null field. I need to defend all of us. And your little bubble is not going to do it because Quantum has multiplied like 25 different bodies.
And yeah, he does at least give him that due. He has the power to pull it back in now, which he hasn't previously. So he basically does what every Green Lantern wannabe does and makes shapes, and because he's basically Green Lantern, and let's be honest, Quasar is just Green Lantern with more personality.
At this point in time, he's definitely a shade of Green Lantern. He develops into much, much more and is much more well-rounded, but in issue four, that's what he's doing. The Aquarian goes up, talks to Quantum, and is trying to basically say, "We're not trying to hurt you. What do you want?" And he gets his own language back and Aquarian's own home language back, and then starts getting choked out by Quantum and is tossed back down. He's caught by a Quantum constructed mattress, but he falls right through it because he nullifies
That made me
everything.
laugh. That made me laugh.
And Wendell's response is, "Whoops." Not
Don't
even an not an
even
exclamation
sorry.
point.
Just
It
whoops.
is whoops with a period. Just very non-committal, like, oh shit, okay.
Whoops. Shouldn't have done that. Oh, well. Yeah, I mean,
And
it's.
then we get more of a battle. It's following the formula for a comic book of its time. You get the battle of the issue at this point.
Yeah,
He
there's
goes
no
under.
depth to the, but then
Yeah.
it's 89. I mean, there's not much depth in a lot of comics that aren't Vertigo or Claremont anyway, so.
Yeah. So he gets punched eventually with a sploosh, and Quantum picks him up because he's knocked out. Quasar is not going to beat everyone he faces, especially in the first half of the series or the entire series. Like, if you look at all 60 issues, he doesn't win 100% of the time. And it's because he's humanized. And this is something I covered in the first episode with Gregory Wright, that he's very human in terms of being a superhero. He's not
Absolutely.
infallible. And this is something we see here. And finally, it takes the Aquarian to talk to Quantum. And he's like, "You're Dachamite, so am I. I'm going to give you my backstory." And then we get Quantum's backstory, where they were launched in little capsules, and he woke up and he found other like-minded people. He found his community and decided that maybe the answer should be anger. And
Why
that's sort
not?
of how we got to this story today. And it's a great example of Mark Gruenwald pulling someone from the depths of Marvel to use them in an issue.
Yeah, I mean, who would have thought that like Aquarian was ever going to come back after the those thing and two in one issues? Because I had no idea.
No. And since then, he's been used sparingly, probably rightly so.
But to be honest, I mean, I forget that before the series, Wendell is around quite a bit. I mean, he's
Yeah.
in all those two-in-ones, the Project Pegasus stuff. He actually has quite a bit of backstory before we ever get a solo series. But the fact that it went for 60 issues is such a different time.
Yes, absolutely. And I think it's stunning if we're looking at the availability of the issues, and this comes up in other episodes too, but you have a different perspective as well. I mean, you're over in the UK,
Yeah.
and distribution is quite different when it comes to
Oh yeah.
comics outside of the
Yeah,
United
this time
States.
definitely, yeah. I mean,
Yeah.
this time it was news agents and you got what you got. You certainly didn't from week to week or month to month have the same titles coming. You'd get the big ones through, but it would be the West Coast Avengers and Quasar that would sort of fill in the blanks,
They
basically.
would filter down, and then they would be on the rack
Yeah.
for a while until someone's like, "There's nothing else for me to read. I guess I'll take this one."
But also at that point, they were so much cheaper as well. I mean, I remember picking these up. I actually found my original copy of it over the weekend,
Oh, fun.
and it had like a 50 pence sticker on it. So it was like, 50 cents for a comic, and
Yep.
that was full price.
Yeah.
It wasn't even reduced. It was just like, oh my God, I can't believe they were so cheap.
Yeah. And it's not even well collected now. There's never been a collection of Quasar comics that I'm aware of.
I think there were a couple of like the classics back in the early
Oh, the
2000s.
black and
Yeah, no,
yeah.
the a couple of colors of like the first 12 issues or so, but
Okay.
I think I had one and I've no idea where it went. I think
Yeah.
I sold it with my power packs.
Oh.
No, I bought the Omnibus power pack. That was what I was far more important. But yeah, I mean, this is the sort of title that 60 issues of it, why aren't they packaging it up? There's so much there.
Yeah, and it's not even all on Unlimited. All the stuff we're covering this year is there, but when I was talking with other people and they're like, "What, 60?" And I'm like, "Oh yeah, 60," because they thought I said 16. And I was like, "No."
Yeah, it's
This went
they
on up until. And people can reference the first episode again, but it ended at 60, and then it rolled into Star Masters. And then
Oh, I don't even remember that one.
that's because it was canceled very swiftly. And they canceled it on Mark Gruenwald, and that was the end. And then he passed away. So
Wow.
I think it's an interesting series. And we should probably say how this issue ends. Quantum gets
Oh, yeah.
defeated and only has like three different iterations that fly away.
I quite like the
And
way that he actually accidentally beats him by just sticking him between essentially phase variants, and
Yes.
he's just stuck unless he stays with Aquarian, and he looks at him and no, and goes.
Yep, he's like, it's been a nice visit, Wundar. I have other things to do. Bye.
Exactly. I'm not dealing with you on a daily basis.
No.
And
So
Quasar just flies away.
it's a fun little issue.
Yeah.
You don't need to know literally anything about any of these characters in order to enjoy it.
Absolutely. And he's, as you say, he's very much an analog for, Wanda as Superman, he's Green Lantern. You can pick up fairly quickly the powers that we're setting down, and it's, as you say, only later on do we get a little bit of development and depth to them, but for now that's all you need. It's fairly easy to pick up. It's easy comics.
Yes, and that's how they hook you.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. I mean, like I say, this was the first issue I picked up. I was picking it up regularly when I saw it. I wouldn't see it every month, but I remember picking up, a good 20, 25 issues, going through all the way to almost the end, I guess. I can't even remember. I think it would have been like the third version of the costume at that point.
The best version of
The
the
best
costume.
costume, the one that basically everyone else steals afterwards. Yeah.
Yes. All right. Any last thoughts before we close out issue four?
I want more of Kayla. I just want Kayla. Give her a mini series with Mary Jane. She was, yeah, just that bright spot. It was that era where we had so many of those little side characters, the female psychic, Mary Jane. There was Jane Payton in Starman. They're all the same archetype. I just love them because, oh, hello, gay men. We love a diva.
We do. So thank you so much for joining me, and you will be back. Listeners, stay tuned. Don't you worry. Down the line, we have more Christian. So tune in then.
See you soon.